from Yerushalayim, Chadora. Chadora, as it Rashi means, Hagonas b'chadri Chadorim. The Oren that was hidden in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that also went to Golos and to Bavel. So, b'zoi ma'at oimer, why do you say not like that? Why do you say the Oren was nignaz, was hidden in its own place, was like swallowed up, buried in its own place? Amalai, he answered back, Shani Yemer, I say Oren ben Koyma nignaz. The Oren Taka was swallowed up, was buried in its own place. Shenem, like we had before, ve'arichu abadim. And Amalai, Rava, Amalai, Rabalula, my mashma, what's the right from this pasuk? The pasuk says, Vayiyu shom ad hayayim azeh. Since it says the Oren was there ad hayayim azeh, that's mashma, it's there li'olam. So the Oren was never taken away out of the Beis HaMikdash. After the Churban HaBayis Rishon, we didn't have it anymore. The Teretz was that Yeshayo hid it. And where was he gone as it? That in the ground, it was swallowed up into the ground. Yeah. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding daf nun dalet omer aleph. Yeah, so in the middle of the shiloh, that the pasuk says, v'yiyu shom ad hayoyim azeh, that was saying that the Oren was not golo, did not go into bavul, but rather the Oren was nignaz b'mkoymoi, that we had before when Madiyam Yishayahu was nignaz, it buried it in its mokum. The Mora says, now, b'chol heicha d'chsiv ad hayoyim azeh li'olamu, like you want to tell me whenever the pasuk says ad hayoyim azeh, that means it was there forever. In other words, the Oren never left its mokum. For your ksiv, the pasuk says in Shoftim, "V'yes hayevusi yoshev Yerushalayim lo harishu bnei Binyamin," that the Yevusim that were living in Yerushalayim, when Binyamin came to Yash in Yerushalayim, they did not get rid of them. "V'ayoshav hayevusi as bnei Binyamin v'Yerushalayim ad hayoyim azeh." The pasuk says that the Yevusi was living in Yerushalayim ad hayoyim azeh, up until now. So you want to tell me, Hochinami, here also the pasuk means the loy golui, that they were never thrown out of the land, that the Yevusim were always living in Yerushalayim from that time until now. For your Tanya, I'll bring your Ryan out like that. For Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, Rabbi Yehudu Oimer, Chamishim Ushtayim Shona Loyovar Ishbi Yehuda. For 52 years, nobody, not one person, walked through Yehuda. In other words, by the Churban HaBayis, the whole Yerushalayim was Chorav, that nobody walked through Yerushalayim. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, Al Ehorin, Esob Vechi, Vonehi, V'Yalnois Midbor, Kino, Kinitzesu Mibli Ish Oiver, V'Loishomu Koel Mikne Meyoif HaShemayim, V'Yad Behema Nodudu Holochu. This Pasuk talks about that through Yerushalayim, nobody was walking through, they were just crying there, and nobody, it was burnt up like Mibli Ish Oiver. Nobody walked over Yerushalayim. So, Inviter, the Gemara says, Behema, the Gematria Chamishun Ushtayim Hevi, that the word Behema adds up to 52. Now, for 52 years, nobody walked through Yerushalayim, even the Yevusim. The Tanya, Rabbi Yossi, we learned in the Bryce, Rabbi Yossi says, Sheva Shonim, Nizkaimo, Gofris, Umelech, Be'eretz Yisrael. For 7 years, it was like Chorav, it was desolate Yerushalayim, that there was only Gofris, sulfur, and salt there in Eretz Yisrael. V'yom Rabbi Yechon, in my time at Rabbi Yossi, how does Rabbi Yossi know this? Asiya Bris Bris. He learns it out from Gzera Shova, the word Bris, from Bris. Ksiv Hoch, over here it says, V'higbor Bris L'rabim. Shavua Echot. It says here it's for 1 week. V'ksiv Hosem V'yomru, al asher ozvu as Bris Hashem Elokei Avoysem. So, Omalei. Yeah, so, Akoponim, this is the Kasha. That's Mashma, there was times that nobody at all lived in Yerushalayim. So how can you say whenever it says Ad Hayoyim Azeh, it means for always, like the always the Yevusim should have been there, and here we see not like that. There was a period of time when it was Gofres V'Melech in Yerushalayim, there was 52 years that nobody walked through Yerushalayim. We see there was times that they were not living there. So the Gemara says, Omalei, I'll tell you like this, Hocho Ksiv Shom, Hosom Leksiv Shom. Over here, by the Pasuk of the Oren, it says, V'ayiyu Shom Ad Hayoyim Azeh. The Oren was there. So when the Pasuk says the word Shom, then it means forever. Like the Oren never left its mokum, was just gone as after the Churban of the Bayis Rishon, it was just hidden in its own place. Mashenken, Hosom Leksiv Shom. Over here by the Yevusi, it doesn't say the word Shom, it just says Ad Hayoyim Azeh. So there it doesn't mean for always. For the Gemara, is this true? V'chol Heicha Dechsiv Shom, L'yelam Hu. Wherever it says the word Shom, does it mean for always? Meisoi have a kashra in this. It says, Umehem min b'nei Shimon, holuchu lahar seir, anoshim chomesh meis, 500 people from b'nei Shimon went up to har seir, u flatio, u naario, u refoyo, v'u yoziel, b'nei yishi b'roishim. These were the leaders of them. That's what the pasuk says. Then the next pasuk says, Vayaku esheirus hapleito l'amolik. They wiped out the leftovers from Amolik. So here it says, Vayeshvu shom, they live there. And it also says, Ad hayom ezeh, up until now. So you want to tell me now that the Bnei Shimon was always living here. For at the Gemara Kasha, all the land continues living. Shenema, the pasuk says, the pasuk in Yishayahu, the osir gvulois amim, the asudai sehem, show the lands, all the people. So Mora says, Anachnami tiyufta, this is a kasha. And whenever it says the word shom, and even though it says ad hayom hazeh, it doesn't always mean that forever they were there. It could mean that it was taken away for a while. So mainly you have no right from this pasuk to say that the orin was gonaz, was hidden in its own mokum, like underneath the ground, but rather could be, like we said before, the man the yom holds, that the Nuchanetzah took it to Bogum. Omar Rav Nachman, Torah we learned that Chachamim Maimrim, the Chachamim say, Oroin Belishchas Dir Eitzim Hayagonis. You know where the Oroin was hidden? It was hidden in the Lishcha, in the room where they used to keep the wood. As Belishchas Dir Eitzim Hayagonis. And then we had a Maestro who soon seen the Gemara in Shkolim, and Omar Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchok, Afana Namatanina. We also learned like this from a Gemara in Shkolim. That it said there, Maisa Bekoyin Echot. It was a story once happened with one Koyin. Shoye Mesasek. He was being Mesasek, so Rashi learns. He was Isaac in Schoik, Betil Schoik. He was down walking around there in the Beis Hamikdash. Vero Ritzpa Mishuna Mechavrosehel. He saw one of the blocks of the floor was a little bit different than the other blocks. In other words, it was a little bit higher. So he saw that this block was once picked up. Ubov Hoidiyu Eschaveroi. He wanted to go and tell his friends, you should know, this is the stone, this is the floor, like, where the urn is buried underneath it. But he was not able to finish it off. Until he was maced. Like a mace happened, that he was maced, he died, in order not to tell his other brothers exactly where the urn was buried. But the Gemara ends off, though, but they knew for sure, this was the place where the urn was buried. So Gemara says, my heavy of it, what were these Kahanim doing there? His Omer Rebbe Chelboy Misasek Bekartumoy Hoyu. He was like playing with his hatchet. But we'll soon see. And Tana Dever Rebbe Shmuel. Shnei Kahanim Bali Mumin Hoyu Masliyim Beitzim. There were two Kahanim that were Bali Mum, that had a Mum in their body, that they were not able to do the regular Voidah. Therefore, what they're able to do is to check out the woods to make sure there's no worms in the wood. Like it's possible to use any wormy wood on the Mizbeach. Now they were checking it out. One of their hatchets fell down. And the fire came out and ate it up. So here it doesn't say clearly what did the fire eat up. Did the fire eat up this the karduma only, or did it eat up the person? This is the Maisa, that the Koyen were found the place where the urn was buried. Rav Yehudi Rami, Rav Yumi Esther Festir in the Pasuk. Ksiv, one Pasuk says, Vayiru Roshei HaBadim. You're able to see the heads of the Badim. This is the Badim, the staffs that you hold the urn HaKodesh with. Or Ksiv, another Pasuk says, V'layiru HaChutzah. You cannot see it outside. It's in the Hechel, you could not see the Badim even. HaKetzah, the Chutz Estir, how do we miyashir both Pasukim? Nirin V'yei Nirin. It was seen and not seen. What does that mean? Tanya Nami Hochi. We learned that this also. Vayiru Roshei HaBadim. They're able to see the heads of the staff. Yochol lo yehei. Zosim imkoyman. Maybe they should not be moving at all out of its place. They were only inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Talmuleim, another pasuk says, no, vayarichu HaBadim. That the Badim were long, they like stuck out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Yochol yiyo mikroyim b'proiches v'yotzin. Maybe they were so big that the mamish had to make a hole through the proiches. They were sticking out mamish through the proiches that you could see it. The yaitzim tamalayim. No, the pasuk says, "V'lo yiru hachutza." You cannot see the staffs of the, that were holding up the urn outside the kodesh hakadoshim. So Hakeit said, "How are we miyashiv? How do we enter both pesukim?" Doichkin or Bolton Vyoitzin Baparoichis, that the two staffs, the two badim, were like sticking out through the Baparoichis, like a point sticking through it. You couldn't really see, though, the badim, because it didn't make a hole through the Baparoichis, it was just like projecting, sticking out. Venirin it looked, Kishnei Dadu Isha, like the two breasts of an Isha. Shenelma, the Pasuk in Shir Ashirim says, Tzeror Hamor Doidili, Ben Shada Yolim. He'll be sleeping in between like the two breasts. And the Chur, the Marshal is, just like the breast by an Isha, that's what nurses the baby. It keeps the baby alive. His Huad in the Orin, the Hashpo that comes out of the Orin, the Bein Habadim, that's what keeps Klai Yisrael alive. So that's the Pshat, that the Bein Habadim were able to be seen, means they were sticking out, that you couldn't really see them, just it projected through the Parechis, and it looked like Shnei Dodi Isha. Omer Rav Ketina, Bishor Shoho Yisrael Oilem Regal, when Klai Yisrael used to go Oilem Regal on the Gimel Yom Tovim, is Megalalin Lohem Esa Parechis. They used to like roll up, fold up the Parechis, so they were able to see through into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Omer Lohem Esa Kruvim, and they would let the whole Klai Yisrael see the Kruvim, Shoyim Urim Zebozeh, that the two Kruvim, this was the two pictures of the children that were on top of the Orin, HaKodesh, the Kruvim, and they were hugging one another. Shaymurim Rashi says, Loshin Dibuk, Kimo Ilan Shanif Shachumura Baklipa, Masech the Beitzam says, Im Hoyum Muras Begidim, yeah. So, Kitza, they were like hugging one another. The Omrim Lehem and the Kanem told the whole Klai Yisrael, Ruchi Baskim of Neamokim, see how you are loved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kechibas Zohar Nekeva, the same way a Zohar, a man, loves his wife. And we know that the Gemara says that Bizman Sheh Yisrael Oisim Ritzoyne Shemokim, when Klai Yisrael were doing the mitzvahs and Hashem was happy with them, then the Kruvim used to be facing one towards the other and like hugging one another. And then this happened though, that Bizman Sheh Oisim Ritzoyne Shemokim, when Klai Yisrael was not doing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted, then Fakat, the Kruvim were turned opposite ways, and they were opposite, they were not hugging one another. So now, B'Shas Olu Regel, when Klai Yisrael was doing the mitzvahs, they were hugging one another, so they picked it up, the Parechah, that everybody should see, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Klai Yisrael. V'dimor HaKasha, Moser Rav Chizr, Rav Chizr, Yisrael HaKasha, is it true that the Klai Yisrael is allowed to look into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and see the Oren? The Pasuk says in Bamidbar, V'lo Yavoyu Lirois Kebol Es HaKodesh, that V'shas, they were covering up the Kelim from the Mishkan, you're not allowed to come and look at the Kelim. V'yom Rav Yud Omer Rav, V'shas HaChnosas Kelim L'Natok Shalhem, when you put the Kelim into the cover, the Pasuk is saying nobody's allowed to look at them. It's like the Oren, you're not allowed to look at the Oren. So I'll come here, V'shas the Beis HaMikdash, when Klai Yisrael went to El Regal, they uncovered the Parechis, that everybody could look through and see the Kruvim, see the Oren. Right, the Pasuk says, you're not allowed to see it. So Rav Nachman says like this, Moshe is an example, Lekala, to a bride that just got married. That calls the man, she beveis avia, calls the man, she's still by her own father's house. Tsunuya mibaila. She dresses very modest in front of her husband. She's tsunua, she dresses very tsnius. In other words, she's not that close with the husband yet, so she's still a little bit more tsunua. Mashenke and Kiva and Shebosa lebeis chamia, when she comes to her father-in-law, when she comes to her husband's house, in other words, after Nesuyin, then ain't it tsunuya mibaila. Then she's not like afraid of a husband anymore, then she's not that modest in front of a husband alone. So here also, Rashi explains, that Bezman Kleiso was in the Midbar, it was like the Erisin, we weren't that close to Hashem yet, we weren't allowed to look at the Kalim. Hashem came later when the Beis HaMikdash Harishon, then we became very close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we were allowed to look at the Kalim. For the Mar Kasha, Mosiv Rav Chono, Bar Rav Ktino, Maisa B'Koy Nechot Shoyim Masasik, we just had the Gemara in Shkolim, that says the Maisa, that one of the Kahanim saw the block of the floor that was elevated a little bit. So in other words, he wanted to go see the Oren, and he was nice, he was nifta, because he shouldn't tell the other brothers to come and see the Oren. Mashmi, you're not allowed to look at the Oren. You still have the lav not to look at the Oren. Sakam over here was saying, by the Beis HaMikdash Harishon, that you are allowed to see the Kruvim. So Marin says, O Malay, Nisgar Shekamrit. We're talking about this Maisa Vad in Shkolim happened in the Beis HaMikdash Hasheni, after the Churban Abayis. By the Churban Abayis Rishon, it's a Moshe like a Kodesh Baruch Hu gave Klai Yisrael a get. He was Nizgaris Klai Yisrael. Is Nizgaris Shechozul Chibosor Rishoyna? So even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu was meichel them and gave us back a Beis HaMikdash HaSheni, but we only returned back to the love we had Rishayna when we were in the Mishkan. When we were like Gaspar, we were not Gaspar. So therefore now in the Beis HaMikdash HaSheni, you have the Inyan, you're not allowed to see the Kelim. It was only during the Beis HaMikdash HaRishon, before the Churban HaBayis, that there was a tremendous love. We felt Mamas Gaspar close with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At that period of time, we were able to look and see the Kruvim, see the Orin. Mashenken in the Beis HaMikdash HaSheni, we were not allowed to look anymore at the Orin. So the Moran now B'mai Askinen, like in which space the Mikdash are we talking about, that Jeb Yudis said when they used to go early regal, we used to unroll up the Preuches to see through, to see the Kruvim. Inay Mevimikdash Rishon, if you want to say we're talking about Bizman the Beis HaMikdash HaRishon, Predi Gemorami, heavy Preuches, was the Preuches there during the Beis HaMikdash HaRishon? We learned before there was the Amatraxon. There was a wall there, an Amah thick and 30 Amahs high. So it wasn't the Preuches. Eli, you have to say, we're talking about now the Mikdash Sheni. By the Beis HaMikdash HaSheni, then they did not have the Amatraxon, but there they had the Preuches, either one or two, like we had the Machlekes before. For the Gemara, though, me heavy Kruvim, but if we're talking about the Beis HaMikdash HaSheni, was the Kruvim there? We just got finished saying that the Oren was Gonas, or else Golo. But in the Beis HaMikdash HaSheni, they did not have the Oren. So they did not have the Kruvim on top of the Oren either. So Gemara says, the Oren B'Mikdash Rishon. Maybe we're talking about truly about the first Beis HaMikdash. Oh, my Peruchis. What does it mean they rolled up the Peruchis? Either it was an Amatraxon, there was a wall there, not a curtain. Ela, was it Gemara? Oh, my Peruchis. Peruchis the Bovi. It means the curtain in front of the doorway. In other words, even though there was true an Amatraxon, was a big wall, but in the wall there was a doorway, how to walk through, how to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So that doorway, they had a curtain there. So they used to now roll up the curtain that you could see through this doorway to see the Kruvim. Bizman the Beis HaMikdash HaRishon. It's when Klal Yisrael went to Oel HaRegel. The Omer Rav Zeira, Omer Rav, Shloisha Osa Pereches Hoya Bamigdash. There were 13 different Pereches curtains in the Beis HaMikdash. Shiva Kenegod Shiva Shorim. There were 7 Kenegod, the 7 different gates. Shtayim Achas Lepischa Shel Hechol V'Yachas Lepischa Shel Ulam. 2 of them, one was from the entrance into the Hechol, and one curtain was the entrance into the Ulam. Shtayim B'Dvir, there was 2 of them in the Dvir, that's this Amatraxon, that's this wall dividing the Kodesh HaKadoshim and the Kodesh. Ushtayim Kenegdim B'Aliyim, and 2 other curtains higher up on the, in the attic, in the second story, like. So the kids, even in the Beis HaMikdash HaRishon, there were Peruches in there, in the doorway, how you go into the Amatraxon, through that wall, in that doorway there was a Peruches, and that Peruches used to roll up, that you could see through, when Klal Yisrael went to Eilu Regel, during the time of the Beis HaMikdash HaRishon. So Mora Avacha Bar Yaakov Omar Le'Eilu B'Mikdash Sheni. Though maybe we're talking about now, during the Beis HaMikdash HaSheni. So the question was, there was no Kruvim, there was no Oren then. The Teretzizu Kruvim the Tzurta Hevikaimi. They used to have pictures on the wall of the Kruvim. So true, the real Kruvim wasn't there in the Kodesh HaKadoshim by the Beis HaMikdash HaSheni. But I call upon them on the walls, there was pictures, carved out pictures of the Kruvim. The Yechsiv, the Pasuk says, here the Pasuk says, V'eis kol kirois habayis meisav kola. Then the pasuk ends off, Kruvim v'simoros uvture tzitzim v'tzipo zohov, and was covered over with gold. Meyushar al hamechuka. So the kid says mashmuat that the pictures were carved out in the walls of the Kodesh HaKadoshim in the Beis HaMikdash HaSheni. Uchsiv, the next pasuk says, next pasha says, Kimar ish uli. Viliyoyas. So Gemara says, Ma, what does it mean, Kemayer Ish Olivias? Or Ma Rabba, Barav Shelah, it means, Be Ish Hamu'ura Bolivia, Shaloi.